And so we sailed that day, April 22, 1942. In a roundabout way, we ended up in Reykjavik, Iceland, anchored in the harbor. And the 1st of June, as ships gathered, 36, a total of 36 merchant ships gathered at the anchorage. And on the 27th of June, we sailed in convoy. One ship ran aground, so now there were 35. We ran into field ice the first night out. The nights are about 2 hours long there. And one ship was damaged and had to return back. Now we're 34 ships. On July 4th, 1942, the German Air Force attacked us with torpedo bombers. The first bomb, the first torpedo, came directly for the middle of our ship because we had the coffin corner position in the convoy, the right front corner, or the forward starboard corner. I could see the torpedo myself. I could see the torpedo near the surface coming right for the middle of our ship, when suddenly it changed course as if guided by a giant hand and went around our stern and struck the ship beside us. The ship beside us was the Christopher Newport, also a Liberty ship. It killed the three men in the engine room. The ship later sank, but all the rest of the crew got off. We continued on our way, and that same day, and it was the 4th of July, as I said, a German submarine following the convoy fired a torpedo into the convoy. The torpedo came up beside our ship on a converging course, headed right for the 50 tons of dynamite in the number one hatch. The chief mate came on watch at 4 o'clock. He stepped out on the wing of the bridge. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and he looked down the water, and there was a torpedo running alongside our ship, but on a slightly converging course. And he sounded the alarm on the ship's whistle, shouted to the helmsman, "Hard right." The helmsman, who was a first time at sea seaman, panicked and said, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And the chief mate ran into the helmsman, turned the wheel and to the right, and the ship turned to the right, and the torpedo never exploded. That was miracle number 3. I'm not going to go through all the miracles.
Okay.